The obligation to fast on Yom HaKippurim is a biblical obligation, and therefore the Mishnah says that only one who is a suffix, sakana, or worse, is permitted to eat. The obligation to fast on Tisha B'Av is only midirabbanan. So that's why the Mishnah has that one who is a chayla she'eibo sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. The Taz has a suggestion, today's not Tisha B'Av. Taz has a suggestion that maybe the obligation to fast on Tisha B'Av is more chomer than a din derabbanan. Maybe it's Medire Kabbalah, maybe it's mentioned in the Trei Aser, and therefore there should not be a heter to eat unless one is a suffix sakana. The Taz's opinion has not been accepted. Somebody published in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik otherwise, and it's not correct. We don't paskin like that. We don't accept the Taz. Obligation to fast on Shavuot of the Tammuz is only a minhag. The Gemara says, Me'ikir ad-din, today it's optional whether you want to fast or not. But the Rishonim quote, when the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, Kvar Shav Yuhu Alay Chayv, it's a minhag of Klal Yisrael that we fast today. So because it's only a minhag, therefore we're slightly more mako than on Tisha B'Av. The difference doesn't affect any of you 100%. The difference is with respect to pregnant women and nursing mothers. That sometimes a pregnant woman or nursing mother can't, if she's going to fast, she won't be able to function normally. And that's the definition of the chodesh she'ein bo sakana. So you have to judge each and every individual case whether the woman is able to function or not. So the din in the Mishnah in Maseches Tainus is that if it's a din de rabbanan kal, then we are makel, we have a sweeping kula de olmu bars and manikas, we automatically declare as a chodesh she'ein bo sakana. If it's a din de rabbanan chomer, then we have to judge each and every individual woman. So on Tisha B'Av, when one is obligated to fast midirabbanan, so we would only permit the muberes and manika to eat if she really can't function normally. But on Shavuos of the Tammuz, that's less than a din derabbanan. It's only kvar shavu alay chayva minhagim abinding midirabbanan mitam neder. It's not a neder min haTorah. The Gemara says that one who observes a minig, or a kehillah has a minig, or a klal Yisrael has a minig, kvar shavu alay chayva, all klal Yisrael has a minig. So minig is binding mitam neder midirabbanan, the Gemara says. So that's a din derabbanan kal. So the difference would be that today muberes and manika would automatically be declared as a chodesh she'ein bo sakana. I'll just close with this. In the biography of the Aruch HaShulchan, they write that when people would have shailas whether they're allowed to eat or not, his psak would always be the same. On Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, and Shavuos of the Tammuz, his psak would be the same. But the difference would be the following. He would be sitting in his home. If he would see somebody coming who looked like he was weak and he was coming to ask a shaila, if he's allowed to eat, so he'd run outside to meet the person and tell him, go home and eat right now. Because he had religious balabatim, and they knew you're only allowed to eat on Shavuos of the Tammuz if you're chodesh she'ein bo sakana. And there's no midas chasidus. If a person is chodesh she'ein bo sakana, there's no midas chasidus to fast. There's no takana derabbanan at all they have to eat. If it would be Tisha B'Av, so he would wait till the person came into his home, he would look at him, and he would tell him, go eat right away, go home and eat right away. If it would be Yom Kippur, he would wait till they came into his home and they spoke to him for 5 minutes, then he would say, go home and eat right away. It was the same psak on all 3 days, because he was dealing with religious balabatim who knew what the din was. The difference was whether on Shavuos of the Tammuz he would run after them and tell them to go eat. Tisha B'Av, he waited till they came and asked him. Yom Kippur, he waited 5 minutes till after they told the whole story, then he said, go home and eat. Make sure you don't get sick from this.
Everybody should be making their way to the morning shirt. Last call for laundry bags in the chadar, outside the chadar right now.